was, who is your master? Just who is your master? And Paul began to teach Timothy the ways of this world. You know, sometimes a pastor's not an easy deal, is it, Lewis? Sometimes you go through a lot of stuff. Sometimes you have to be a business manager. Sometimes you have to be a compassionate person that just listens to someone in a hospital room. Sometimes you have to spend hours, perhaps listening to someone that's got a challenge in their lives, and you kind of know the answer, but you can't really tell them the answer because you got to hope that they will find the answer through your prayers and supplications. So Paul was teaching Timothy that, you know, use kings, use leaders, be compassionate with them and follow them. But don't necessarily serve them in jeopardy with serving Lord Jesus. So it's very, very tough sometimes. You know, if someone says you got to do this and it's morally incorrect in your eyes, then you got a choice to make. You got a choice to make. So Paul knew he was close. The Roman policies was beginning to change against him. So like I said, he devoted much of his time and effort in teaching young Timothy. And he would send Timothy off on projects, mission projects. Go do this and go do that. And he was teaching him all along. In 1 Timothy 2:2, it says, pray for kings and everyone who is in authority so that you can live a quiet and peaceful life in complete godliness and dignity. And that's what happened to Paul. Paul tried as long as he possibly could to stay in a good relationship with the worldly leaders at the time. But eventually, it caught up with him. And off his head went too. So before this happened, Paul was very strong. He was giving Timothy advice. So that kind of goes in line with Luke chapter 16, verse 9. It says, I tell you, use worldly wealth to make friends for yourself so that when it's gone, you will be welcome into eternal home. That's the example that I see in this passage. And it's and like I said, it's a little tough. You say, well, heck, he's kind of filtering. He's taking stuff off from the master here in this example. But yet, he did what he had to do. He appeased the worldly, the earthly leaders, and made friends with those that will be reunited in the kingdom of heaven. God used him. When you look at Paul, Paul was a terrible person. At first, he admitted he was the biggest sinner of all. But yet, how did he end his life? Got his head chopped off. But he also was welcome in the kingdom of heaven. And I'm sure God said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Let us pray.